Today's Family Man show is being underwritten by Pyroboom.com and Family Man Eric Alma. It won't be long until we celebrate the 4th of July, and Pyroboom.com has everything you need for a memorable fireworks display.
So I'm gonna stand up, be a man, guard my family by God's command. I'm gonna stand up, be bold, guard their hearts, their minds, and their soul. I'm gonna stand up, stand strong, stand in the faith, no matter what goes on. I'm gonna stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. You may think it's odd to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man, yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show dedicated to reminding dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, it's going good, Scott. We're making this quick. We're doing this a little early because I'm heading out in just about an hour and a half for Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And today's the big day. Tonight, we're heading down to, we're making our first stop, our 200th unique stay, at a Walmart, which is in Richmond, Indiana. My wife's like, why'd you pick Richmond? I mean, it's like not very glamorous. Why not L.A. or somewhere in the desert or on a mountain peak? Because they have Walmarts usually in mountain peaks, too. you know, it's just the roll of the die. You know, it just, that's where we ended up, so that's where we're going to be. So we'll kind of do a little, we'll let you know how it goes. Hopefully one or two will show up. But if not, we'll still have a good time. We'll put it down in the record books. Scott, I don't know if you knew this, and I only knew this because I logged on to my Google Chrome account. Did you know today is the 40th anniversary of Rubik's Cube?
I did not.
Well, I remember when it came out, and I remember the craze. Of course, we had one of those, and were you able to do the whole thing?
No,
I couldn't either. My brother, Drew, he could do it, and he's got a son who can do it like in 13 seconds now. But I was just checking it out because it came out in 1974. And of course they've sold like a gazillion of those things since then.
My kids have been playing with one the last couple nights. We actually have one here, and my youngest, even Kate, has been playing with it. I don't think she knows what she's supposed to do, but she loves turning and things.
I think I got up to the most I ever got was two sides, I think. But that was kind of like, I didn't have a plan. I just kind of could do it. But I was looking, they have some records. The current world record for the single time on a 3x3 Rubik's Cube. And you know, now they have like speed cubes and they use special oil. Like they drop down in there to make them go faster. Was by some guy in the Netherlands with a time of 5.55 seconds.
Wow.
Which is pretty quick. I don't know how you could even, the average time, the world record for average times per solve was set by some other guy on Melbourne Cube Day in 2013 with the 6.54 second average solve time. It didn't say like how many times you had to do that to get an average. But the one-handed solving record, you know, like doing it one-handed, that same guy who did the average one, he could do it one-handed in 9.03 seconds.
That's unbelievable.
Would you like to know what the...
That's unbelievable.
Would you like to know what the record is for solving it with your feet?
No, because I'm just feeling worse by every record you mentioned.
27.93 seconds.
Wow.
Which... You could blindfolded, they can do it in 23.8 seconds. Multiple blindfold solving, which I don't know what that means. They put more than two blindfolds on you?
Or more than one cube?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. There's also a robot, the fastest non-human time for solving it physically, you know, like I guess it turns it, is 3.25 seconds.
Craziness.
Yes.
Did you ever have any of the other ones, like not the Rubik's Cube, but like all the other little puzzle type things that were similar?
You know, yeah, you kind of ones that look.
There was a long, snake one, yeah.
Exactly, and it kind of folded up into some kind of, I don't know what shape that would have been, but it's
There was a, you could make it into a ball or like a triangle and other things.
Yeah, we had one of those.
I could do that.
Could you?
Yeah.
I don't even think I could do that one. My brother had one that was called, it was kind of a round, looked like a stack of coasters, like round coasters stacked on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And they had these pins in the top that you moved and and you had to get all the pins in or all the pins out. And he loved that thing. And my parents got him, found one on eBay or something last year or so, or a year ago, a year or two ago, and got it for him for Christmas.
Awesome.
Well, enough of that Rubik's Cube business. Hey, I just want to shout out to Tim Butler from Michigan. I met Tim this weekend. He said, not only is he a longtime listener, but I remember Tim was one of those guys who encouraged me to keep doing the Family Man show. I mean, there was kind of that time before Scott where I was kind of, I'd do some episodes and then drop off the face of the earth. And he was like, you got to keep going. So, Tim, this show is dedicated to you, Tim Butler. So,
awesome. And we have a new sponsor today, too, right?
We do. I guess I could go ahead and do that because this week's Family Man show is being sponsored by Pyro Boom. PyroBoom.com is a company started by firework enthusiast and family man Eric Alma. 4th of July is right around the corner, and it's time to start planning for the fireworks display of your dreams, and Pyro Boom can help. Eric and his wife, along with their 8 children, manufacture and sell firework mortar tubes, mortar racks, firing system, and other firework supplies at a great price. Pyro Boom operates on Christian principles and values, and Eric is quick to give all the credit to God. Their products and service not only ensure you'll have an amazing fireworks display that will amaze your family and friends, but that you'll also be safe at the same time and won't blow anything off that you might need later. So if this is the year you've been dreaming of and you have a need for firework mortar tubes, mortar racks, firing systems, or firework supplies, and would like to help support a fellow family man, then please visit their website at pyroboom.com. That's easy to remember. Pyroboom.com. That's P-Y-R-O. Pyroboom.com. Eric Alma says, stay safe and get ready for a great 4th of July. You know, and I don't know if you know what a mortar rack is, Scott. I had to do a little investigation. You know, these are for the, like, the big, you know, they shoot up and they, not your little bottle rocket things. And I guess these kind of look like PVC pipes mounted in a wooden rack, and they've got a great big wooden plug snug tightly inside this thing, so that when it blows up, it forces it all out one direction up into the sky. So I don't know about you, but if you're thinking about it, this could be the year for that display that awes and news your family and friends.
Just keep it away from the trees in the house.
That's right. So thank you, Eric Alma, for sponsoring this week's show.
Did you ever do any crazy fireworks stuff when you were a kid?
You know, we played with your typical black cats and little lady fingers. We used to play with lady fingers where we'd put little army guys, you know, in the sand, and then put the lady finger underneath them and like, incoming! and we didn't have any big fireworks, but we did, you know, did the typical where you throw the whatever, the burning hot metal sparklers into the sky and step on them and, you know, catch things on fire. So
we used to do bottle rocket wars.
Yeah,
where you'd like, you know, divide up into teams and then go around the woods shooting them at each other. We found out that if you take one of those yellow wiffle ball bats, you know, the long thin ones, they have a little tiny hole. They have that little hole in the handle. You could slide the stick part of the bottle rocket right down in there and keep the wick out, and then you could light it and use it like a rifle.
You know, that's a pretty good idea. We might have to, even though I think somewhere on that package says, do not point at anyone.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine got one that like hit him in the arm and stuck there, and he had to knock it off before it blew up.
Really?
But he was okay. So
that's okay. And now he has the bragging rights.
That's right.
Of saying he did it.
That's very fun.
That's fun. Well, hey, I just got back from Lansing, Michigan this past weekend and met a lot of good dads. And it's always fun talking to dads. And just, you know, like I've said before, we're all in the same boat. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you're from California or Alaska or Florida or the Midwest or out on the East Coast, you know, dads are just facing the same kind of things. And I just a couple highlights, and I always kind of, you know, I'm thinking of, man, these are the kind of things I need to share. I was talking to one dad, I'm going to have him interviewed because it was just a really cool thing. I didn't get a secret, but we're going to find it out. we were having dinner with a couple, and they were just sharing openly about how the dad had really been addicted to pornography his whole life, and he and his wife really had struggled for the last several years, and it just got terrible, and she was angry, I mean really angry, and just mean to him, and but she said, and this is, she said, he was just so nice, even though I was so mean. And I know my wife was thinking, wow, that's really something. Sometimes I'm sure she would like it if I were nice, even though she was mean. Because really, that's what I think our wives all want that. They want us not to say, well, you know, why are you being so snappy? Why are you being this way? Why don't you, you know, if you were right with God, you wouldn't have these problems. I don't think they want us to do that. I think they want us to love them unconditionally, no matter what. And so I was really impressed. And Dad, let me just encourage you. Maybe your wife is going through some hard times. Maybe you've blown it hugely. And I know lots of dads have. We've all blown it hugely. Take your lumps. Take your thumps. Take your punches. You know, let her keep punching you in the face. Just take them, take them, take them. She said that, you know, she would be so mean to him, and then he would stop and get flowers for him. Now, she might have ripped him up and thrown him down, but it still meant a lot. But he wouldn't stop. It wasn't just like one thing where he, you know, sent her a card and then like, oh, you know, I sent you a card. You didn't even care. They want us to continue. In fact, she was saying that that after a while, when the passion burned down, you know, when she wasn't quite as angry and he didn't think he was going to get kicked out anymore, he kind of slacked off. And she said, you know, I need you to keep going. I need you to keep going. And so that's her encouragement to him, her encouragement to me, and her encouragement to you.
Today's Bible app verse goes right along with that.
Oh, yeah. What was today's Bible app verse?
Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
Oh, man.
I need to remember that.
I do, because I do stir up anger. I don't know why. I wish I could not do it. Maybe because sometimes that gentle answer doesn't turn away the wrath right away.
Right.
You know, I can do it like once and go, oh, yeah, that's fine. And she's like, still that. And I'm like, well, would you just, you know, and then I blow it. So don't give up, Dad. Don't give up. Which takes me to this last one, or this other conversation that we had with a couple of parents. And they were just sharing their really broken hearts that they had a daughter who was like the ideal daughter all along. She was respectful, and she loved God, and they did Bible studies together, and just seemed so tender and gentle. And then she went off to community college, and things began to change. She, she got some, you know, some friends on Facebook and those kind of things, and now she's dating an atheist. And the parents are like, you know, what do we do? I mean, she says that he smokes marijuana, you know, and has all these tattoos, and you know, and they were just like, we don't know what to do. We don't. What do you think, Todd? And I'm like, I don't have any easy answer, because those are complex situations that don't have easy answers, and people who say there are easy answers are lying to you, and they're just going to leave you feeling defeated. But I do believe, and I kind of pointed at the dad. I said, Dad, I think you're the key. I think you're the key to drawing your. You're the path back to God for your daughter. You know, because I think there are no quick formulas that if we do these things that everything's going to turn out right. And really, even though some of those other things that if we say, oh, we let our kids go to community college, that's where the devil lives, or Facebook, that's where the devil lives. I do think that, you know, we can't control our kids forever, but I do think there's some truth in saying, you know, I don't want you hanging around these kind of people because it rubs off. But my advice to those parents and to you, if you're facing that same thing, is, Dad, keep loving your daughter. Keep loving your daughter. You can draw lines and say, well, as long as you're going to act this way, then you can't come home, and you will just cut off your daughter. You will not have any more relationship with her, and it won't get any better. I don't know the answer, but I think it's unconditional love, just like it says somewhere. I think it's in 2 Corinthians where it says the love of Christ compels us. I don't think it's our love for him, but I think it's his love for us. I think the love of parents compels their children in right ways. So don't grow weary. Don't grow weary in doing good, because the Bible says you will reap a reward if you do not grow weary and stop. So, and we just kind of cling to that because it's the truth, which leads me into our next conversation. We're going to have a conversation with Frederick Gray. So, Frederick, you're the one who is running this Fathers of Faith and Daughters of Excellence retreat there near Tampa. Maybe it's in Tampa. But before we get going, why don't you just tell us about your family?
Well, I have a beautiful wife. Her name's Heather, and I have four children, three daughters and a son, and one on the way. I have a baby on the way due in a few weeks. And oldest daughter, Lonnie, she'll be 11 in a couple months. And then I have Malaya, who's 7. I have Malachi, who's 4, and Amara, who's 2. I grew up in a family of all boys, and it's really interesting because I never really – I mean, we used to fight every day, literally. And my dad – it was just my dad and us for a while. And so my dad would watch us just fight every day sometimes. And he would stand over us. I think it was like before you had Ultimate Fighting, that we had my dad watching us just fight every day. And he would just watch us forever fight. And then he would say, no fair kicking. And then we couldn't kick, and we had to go back to fighting. But I never really thought about what it was like to have a family of girls. And it's a whole different ball game. But I love my family. I'm very blessed. And but it did take me in a whole different train of thought in terms of what the family is going to be like. And anyway, but I'm very blessed.
Okay, and you also live down in a warm place near Tampa, and you started this retreat. What was your thinking behind it? I know that's a big deal. I mean, that's not like, you know, going on a father-daughter date. This is like, let's get a bunch of dads together. What brought you to that point?
Well, it kind of started by a fluke a little bit, because it was Christmas Day in 2007. And we had some cats at the time. They've all gone to cat heaven by now. But I stepped on one of our cats' tails, and she was screaming or meowing to get me off. But we had loud music playing, and my family's kind of loud anyway. We were all having fun. I didn't realize I was stepping on her tail. So she bit me on the ankle to get me off. And so within the next day, I ended up just feeling really sick. I ended up getting what they call cat scratch fever, literally cat scratch fever. So I was out of commission for like a couple of days. I was really sick, and I was in bed for days, really sick. And so my wife and I just started talking sometimes about things. And I was like, you know, what can we do to like raise the level, like raise the game? You know, I feel like I'm kind of messing up as a dad. I want to just take things to another level. So we started talking about just taking out my oldest daughter on a date or something like with purpose or focus, and just trying to just speak into her life a little bit and just encourage her spiritually. And then, you know, my wife is like this huge party planner kind of lady. She's amazing. And so we start talking, and she's like, oh, what if you do this? And I'm like, well, that's giving me a headache. And she's like, well, I can do it, and I can help you. And then we do this, and we kept talking, and eventually it turned into this like retreat type of thing. Literally, I was in bed for days, and we just talked about it. It was around Christmas time or New Year's. And we started it in 2008, and my daughter was 5 at the time. And but people came. People came from all over the country. It wasn't even a deal where I was making money on it. I was just telling people, this is what it's going to cost. Let's just get together, get a few guys together. And we even had somebody come from Ohio. It blew me away. It was sort of a friend of a friend. I had a few people coming. I had a guy come from Alabama. It blew me away. And we didn't have a ton of people. I think we maybe had like 30, around 30-ish at first, but that's really how it started. I just felt like I wanted to do something special in the lives of my girls. And really where that came from is when my daughter was a baby, my oldest daughter, Nolani, I used to rock her or walk her. I'd walk with her before I put her to bed. And I would just pray for her, and I would think about her. And it occurred to me, you know, I may be the best dad in the world on some days, but I know myself. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy who's like gifted with consistency. I'm a pretty intense guy. Like I go and go and go, and then I'll crash. And then that's just the way I am. And I try to offset that a little bit, but I thought, what if I'm rocking as a dad and be great? And then I'm like sucking wind, and and I the other, you know, those are two extremes, but let's just say, what if that happens? And then what if my daughter only remembers the days when I was, and I thought, you know what, that's not good, because as we get older, all we do, I mean, our life consists of what we remember. It doesn't really matter if we forget something because it's gone. And so I thought, well, I want to do something every single day in her life, in all my children's lives, at least something spiritual, at least something where they know I'm loving them or just being there, focusing on them, at least just one thing a day. And then I thought, there's also, what are the things that make us remember stuff? I thought, well, we remember birthday parties, we remember weddings and graduations, they're unforgettable. So I thought, what if here's the real idea behind it. As my wife and I were talking, I thought, you know, what if we create something so unforgettable that our daughters, no matter how much of a bonehead we are the rest of our lives, they know that we spent a lot of time and a lot of focus to pour ourselves into their lives and create a memory for them that's totally unforgettable, that makes them feel loved by us in every way. And so that really was the idea, to create an unforgettable memory so that even if there was ever any doubt, this memory of this retreat would help our daughters remember forever how much we try to pour into them. And that becomes a legacy. They tell their children, this is what your daddy or your grandpa or whatever you call them, this is what your papa did for me, and this is the kind of dad you need to be for your daughter, or this is the kind of man you need to marry, that kind of thing. So that's really how it happened.
Well, that's amazing. And you should see the passion, because Frederick has his camera on his computer on, and I can see him, and he's like moving all over the place, zooming in, zooming out. And it's almost a little scary from my vantage point, actually. I was going to tell him, Frederick, quit touching your computer. Get your hands off the table or whatever. Because that thumping is him, like he's holding on his computer, like moving it around.
Oh, so, you guys can hear it? Oh,
I can hear it. So just keep your hands off the table.
Don't worry, man. I won't get too close. I won't hug you.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
I know
that's
Wilsons okay. Don't hug.
We don't hug. Hey, well, Frederick, let's talk some details. The reason I'm having you on, because this is not until September 12th and 13th, sure. And I know it's down near Tampa, and I know that, you know, this is not like one of those going to Cracker Barrel dinner things. There's some expense involved. And I just want to give dads an opportunity maybe to start saving for that. But tell us, you know, some of the details here.
Well, you talk about the expense. The cost is $391, and it's roughly $180 for every additional daughter. But I'll tell you, there's no way we could ever, any of us, could ever pay that little for what we're getting. Let me tell you what's involved, and you'll see kind of how this is put together. It's a Friday and Saturday, and so when you get there Friday afternoon, there's this. It's a top 10 historic spa or resort in the country. It's a Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. The rooms are amazing. No room is alike, and it's really nice. A lot of rich people from Florida will go there and just hang out all day and get the spa treatment. But it's on the water, and it's not. There's no beach there, but it's on the water. And so it's gorgeous, there's a breeze. So that creates a great environment, it's relaxing. But then the first thing we do is we get dressed up, I mean, really nice, and we go to this banquet. And the banquet is, before the banquet is set up, we have these really good photographers, professional photographers, taking pictures, like a posed photo of you with your daughter individually, and if you have more daughters, as a whole family. And then everybody gets announced into the banquet one by one with each individual daughter. You escort your daughter to the table, and the MC will announce you. And then everyone's clapping for you as you walk in. I'm telling you, man, daughters love it. And you feel special too as a dad, because you've never done something like this before with your daughter. And then you sit down, we have a banquet, and everything's great. And then let me tell you a little bit about how I designed this, though, the strategy behind this. I thought, I don't want to just randomly create stuff. How can I do this in a way that's unforgettable and really piercing to someone's heart? So I heard and read a while ago, and this is, you may have heard something like this, that we have these five senses. I mean, we know you have five senses, but people receive love and they interpret things. Some people are more kinesthetic, they like to touch. Some are more auditory. Some are more oriented toward visual. Well, we onslaught all five senses with love on this one night. And this is how it begins. So you have a picture, and visually, you look stunning. And visually, you're with your dad, you're with your daughter. It looks great. You take pictures. Auditorily, you hear your name with your daughter as she's grabbing your arm as you walk in. So she's touching you while you hear somebody announce you, like you're the president of the United States walking in to a big banquet. And then we have these flowers on the table, so you can smell something really pretty, and the smell is good for that experience. And then we have this great food. The food is off the charts great. And then, so we have an MC, we have a talk, and then there's something else. After the banquet, we give you a bracelet where you go up and get a bracelet, and you basically commit to loving your daughter and protecting her, that kind of thing, just loving her. And we have a ceremony where everybody, we say a prayer, and everybody puts the bracelets on their daughter at the same time, the tables. And the bracelet is a silver bracelet with the birthstones of your birthstone and your daughter's birthstone. And this past year, we had the daughter's birthstone in the middle, and the dad's birthstone was on each side, kind of just as a reminder that the daughter needs to trust her dad, listen to his guidance, and just a reminder to him that he needs to protect her and, you know, just help her not to marry a bozo kind of, you know what I mean? I mean, just whatever, just a reminder that he's supposed to be there for her.
Right.
And so that's a bracelet that, and it has a little clasp. If you bring a young daughter, it has a thing that'll make it get bigger as you grow. And so that's great. People love those. And every now and then somebody will send me an email. Oh, it broke. How do I get a new one? And so then I'll tell you something that's really special. I know this is going to a lot of dads. And so this is something I don't talk about a lot. It's not on my website, but it is the most special part of the weekend. I send all the dads really nice stationery and an envelope. And I suggest to them, I say, I think if you want to make this special, write your daughter a letter in your handwriting. And I give them some guidance. I say, this is your letter. You can say what you want, but let me just give you some suggestions. This isn't the type of place to say, hey, I wish you wouldn't have spilled the milk last year or whatever. You know what I mean? I say, you know, just tell them what you love about them. Tell them what you thank God for for them. What do you pray for? The kind of guy you want them to marry, the good qualities that God blessed them with, and all that stuff, and that kind of thing. And I suggest to them, I say, after the banquet, after you walk around outside, feel the cool breeze or whatever, go to the hotel and read that letter to your daughter. And I'm telling you, Todd, that is by far the most magical part of the whole weekend. That's what seals the deal. And then the next day, we have games and some more talks. We have a talk at the banquet. That's what we want you to do. That's what you're going to be doing for us, it's going to be great. And then we've got some talks on Saturday and then some other games. But I'll tell you what, it's unforgettable, unforgettable. And that gives you the gist. It's really elaborate. And it's all because of my wife. I can't do these details. I wouldn't think of them. But she's amazing. I'm telling you, you look at the pictures, you'll see it. Just from that, that doesn't even tell the whole story. So that gives you the vision behind Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's more fun and more relaxed, but it's also you have some good talks and some good meals as well. But and you get to know everybody. And that, let me just say that too. That's one of the things I never even foresaw about the blessings. You meet other dads who care enough to take their daughter across the country or take their daughter to this resort. And the girls meet other girls, the daughters, and we've even had adult daughters come. But the daughters meet other daughters whose dads care about them this way. And that creates a sense of camaraderie I never even imagined would happen. I'm telling you, so your dad loves you this way too. And you realize I'm not weird. I might, you know, all kinds of, but if this is special, you realize it's amazing. And as you can see, I love it because I'm talking forever about it, but I'm passionate about this, you know?
That's very cool. Now, and that's why I'm being involved in it, because Frederick conveys his passion and I'm excited. My daughters are excited. We're going to be there and we want, I'd like to challenge you, Dad. Maybe you'd consider. Now, some of you live real close, and it'd just be a drive over. You know, leaving the morning, you'll be there, or leaving the afternoon and be there. But some of you, it's going to take some planning to get there. Can I challenge you to at least think about it and maybe consider being part of this wonderful weekend on September 12th through the 13th down by Tampa at the historic Safety Harbor Resort. You can look that online. And you can also register and get more details at fatherdaughterretreat.com. Hey, Frederick, thanks for taking some time out to talk to all of us. And I look forward to seeing you down in September.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Frederick.
Well, hey, Scott, you should have seen all the I was watching him. I don't know if you were, but
I couldn't see him.
He was like all over the place. he was excited, and he is excited. Man, you talk to him, and he's going to be speaking as well. He's got a lot of passion. He's got a great testimony just of what he came out of, and he's a normal dad. He's not one of those guys who is going to give you some lofty advice. Like he said, he called himself a bonehead. He is a bonehead because we're an army of boneheads. but I think this could be a memorable event. And so, Dad, start thinking about it.
Hey, and you're on the website.
I am on their website, so that's cool. You can see a little picture of me giving a little invitation. But I got to go because we're loading up. We're supposed to be out of here about an hour. If you, as you listen to this, maybe if you'd say a prayer for us, we'd sure appreciate it, that the RV would run well and that I would be a good dad and a good husband and all that. Well, hey, have a great weekend. I guess this is Memorial Day weekend. I don't know what you got planned, but do something very dad-ish, because remember, you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, folks. Thanks for joining us on The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. Don't forget to check out fatherdaughterretreat.com. Thanks for joining us. We want to thank Pyro Boom and Eric Alma for sponsoring this week's Family Man Show. Check out all their fireworks supplies at pyroboom.com and get ready for a safe and spectacular 4th of July. Thanks for joining us, dads, and have a great week.